Good morning, listeners, and welcome to episode 7 of the Chit Chat podcast. Today, we will be discussing, should capital punishment be abolished? Now, for our less bright, Emily, listeners, Enshika, can you explain what capital punishment is?
Capital punishment is basically the same thing as the death penalty, and it's given for crimes, any crimes such as murder, mass murder, or any other heinous crimes.
Yeah. So yeah, let's just get straight into it. Grab a coffee and let's chit-chat.
I would just like to start off by saying, I think the only country that supports the death penalty legally is the United States. Obviously, like, there's some Osama bin Laden, Hitler type people that have like special situations where they're gonna get death penalty anyway. So like, as soon as you see them, you have to shoot them on sight, like terrorists, things like that. But this is like, you get caught, you're in jail, and then you serve the death penalty.
What are you guys' stance on it? For it or against it?
I'm against the death penalty.
Look, there's the argument. It's an eye for an eye. You take someone's life, the government takes yours.
Does that mean you're for the capital?
No, I'm just saying, like,
not really. You're supporting what they're doing. Not supporting, I guess, but like, you're using the same actions to justify something. I mean, to punish them for something they've done. Like, it's not, you're not really doing anything different. If they've murdered someone, you're also murdering
I them. I'd like to introduce you to a concept called deterrence. This is what I used before this podcast actually started. Whenever someone is late to our podcast, I yell at them. And in turn, this has like a spillover effect that no one else is late to the podcast because they don't want to be yelled at. Now, you can use that same application of deterrence and apply it to like murder. Let's say, for example, there's a murderer. If we set up the death penalty for murder, then guess what? People are going to do murder like less likely.
So I read a research that it said that is inconclusive. Like, it's not actually for sure if it does deter criminals or not. So I don't think it'd be worth the risk. I think there's other solutions that could be better, like life imprisonment. So
I agree with second. I'm just gonna say, if you kill someone, I don't think you should be punished by staying in an AC room in a prison and you get a bed for the rest of your life. Like, you literally took away someone's life. And if you
I think that the life imprisonment,
capital punishment is not enough punishment as for a person who may have taken a life or has done rape or something. I think, first off, prison, I don't think, unless you're in like Sweden or Finland, I don't think they have like aircon and stuff, but it's much worse to have to live your life in a cell than to, I see capital punishment as an easy way out.
I could see that. I think life imprisonment as well, it gives like a chance to prohibit people from like reoffending. So like, it can be a chance to for the government to like save lives by implementing like educational reforms or psychological exams in order to discover like what encouraged the actual criminal to offend, and then that will prevent them from doing it again, and it'll limit the number of reoffenders because of the
you can do all of that, and then
it'll save lives.
Establish the death penalty because prisons is a massive dead weight loss or a welfare loss. They're literally useless. It's just people like staying alive for the sake of staying alive. They say it's about reform and things like that, but if you have life in prison, you have no use to society, no benefit to society. You're literally a dead weight loss. You're, I would say, a waste of space.
So instead, you want to kill them instead of like keeping them alive and trying to rehabilitate them? Like, you'd rather kill them?
Why? What's the point of rehabilitating them if they have life in prison?
Okay, here's the thing, you're talking about dead weight loss, right? Apparently, it's 10 times more expensive to actually use capital punishment than life in prison, because most people assume that it saves money if you do the death penalty because you don't have to give them healthcare and like food every day and other
it's really expensive. It's a more economically friendly outcome and also an environmentally friendly outcome.
See, it's not more economically friendly. That's what I'm saying. It's more expensive. Yeah.
It costs $3 million per death penalty case. In contrast, the average cost of life without parole is estimated to be around $1 million.
This is all taxpayers' money. So do you think spending it on that is more beneficial economically than something else?
I would like to use an example, okay? In Maryland, I don't know if, Emily, for you, you know, I know you're a bit slow. Maryland is a place in the U.S.
Vedant basically has beef against Emily right now, so that's why he's attacking.
I'm not attacking her. I'm literally supporting her. Like, I'm giving her more
information. You're calling me not right, but okay.
I mean, I'm literally, like, giving you extra information in case you did not know where Maryland was.
Okay, I have one thing to say. Basically, this is something I was, while I was doing my an essay for TOK, I came across this, and it's actually the fact that there are many cases in which people have been wrongfully convicted because of, wrongfully convicted. And I don't remember the exact statistic, and I can't really find it.
I got you on that. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No,
there was a percentage of them who were actually sentenced to capital punishment. And imagine, like, you've already killed them because of a crime that they were accused of committing, and you realize later that they hadn't committed that crime.
It's imagine being a part of that family. Like, imagine you find out someone in your family has been convicted of something, and then later on through, like, further investigation, you find out that they're falsely accused. Like, that would kill me.
I'm glad to know you brought up family. I'm really glad you brought up family, because now I'm going to use my Maryland case saying that a rapist in Maryland, he beat and raped three women. Three. So I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm also with three women in the podcast. So think about this. Like, it would kill me if this happened. Like, he beat and raped three women, and he was set to serve 25 years in prison. And due to good behavior and parole, he got out in 6.5 years. Within 5 months, he striked again, and he beat and raped two women. And now he's serving 35 years. Tell me this man does not deserve the death penalty. You say, oh, prison can rehabilitate. You say that, oh, it can change, a waste of whatever, whatever, whatever. He had the opportunity. He was in prison, and it failed. And he did what he went to prison for. Five innocent women were beaten and raped. And now I will ask you, what if that was your family? What if you were the family of one of those women, and you know that this guy is out there doing it again? And how helpless would you feel?
See, what we were saying were this guy wasn't sentenced to life in prison. We would prefer, what we're saying is that they should not be given another
chance. In the U.S. law, you can go to life in prison, but there's something called parole, and everyone has the right to parole. Yeah. So if you're doing good behavior and you show that you have, like, learned from prison and you're not going to make the same mistake again, you're eligible for parole, which means you can literally leave.
Many of the crimes that if they were being sentenced to capital punishment, but we're going for life in prison instead, you can give people multiple lives in prison. That happens a lot of times. So with no chance of parole. So that's also the case. So they can literally be locked up forever.
I know, but this guy wasn't. He only had to serve 25 years in prison.
That's one case.
That's one. Yeah.
There's hundreds of cases like that. That's just one case. I'm telling you guys. If I had the opportunity, I would give you 100 cases.
I think that prison, I know that maybe they don't deserve a second chance, but I feel like people can change. I know in this case that this person did not, but what if a person has changed, you know, like, I feel like some people should be given the chance to change and reflect on what they've done. This crime is really bad, but
I think it's the fault of the state. I think the state should have done more to make sure that he would not, like, re-offend.
There's no excuse for a monster. Is she a monster? I'm not even ashamed to say it. If you killed a child.
We're not disagreeing with that, but we're saying that the government should have done more to prevent that from happening, to prevent him from re-offending. Death penalty is not the only solution. There are other solutions. It's just that the state did not do enough to prevent that person from Maryland to do that again. They did not prevent it from happening. And that's the problem. But capital punishment is not the only solution.
So going back to what Anna said about the innocent people, there's this project called the Innocence Project. So since 1973, they found that...
Can you have a timeout? I literally just watched the Suits episode on the Innocence Project. like today. This is, whoa, someone's manifesting this. Continue, Anshika.
I love you.
I'm so glad
everyone watched this now. Yeah, carry on.
More than 184 prisoners were sent to death row in the USA from 1973. Turns out were actually innocent. And they found this out because of the DNA evidence that came out later. So it's 184 lives that were taken for absolutely no reason. So I think it's kind of not justifiable. And also, yeah. For example, I'm doing my EE on this case about this minor who falsely confessed to a crime he did not commit. And so just because he was a minor, he probably didn't get the death sentence, but he might have if he was older. There are still cases like that where the police use really intense interrogation techniques, which can cause people to falsely confess. And that does not justify giving them the life sentence.
I mean, the worst part is the people who are wrongfully sentenced to death penalty, because it literally strips away their rights and it declines them from their potential goals in life, like success, happiness, family, etc. So it shouldn't really be a case of bringing justice to those who committed crimes.
Do you think someone who has raped a child deserves the right to success? Just a question. But a good, leading question.
I don't think that they deserve the right for that. I just don't think that killing them is the way to do that, because you're basically, it's committing a crime to punish for a crime, for another crime that's been committed. I just don't believe that you should take someone's life because they've taken their life. And I think that in order to reduce these kind of things, rather than focusing on the punishment side, you should focus on like the source. So governments should like find a way to like actually talk about, I mean, not talk about, but like do something about the criminal, like
psychological exams. Exams and like educational reforms.
Yeah, from the start, to like prevent them from even happening in the first place rather than setting punishments. You know?
Yeah, and they can research about why it happened in the first place, and that would prevent other reoffenders as well. And also, when I was talking about the potential goals in life, talking about those who were. When I talked about the people achieving, like being declined their rights, I was talking about those who are wrongfully sentenced, not those who were actually rightfully sentenced. But in that case, they still shouldn't be sentenced to capital punishment, because there's always a chance of rehabilitation, because like, although 76.6%,
did the person that the murderer killed, did that guy get a chance? Gary Ridgway, who is still alive in a Colorado prison, he confessed to killing 80 women. Did those women get a second chance? Did those women get their rights protected? Then why should he?
Yeah, I agree. Okay, I just think that my stance on this is just that life imprisonment is a much better solution than capital punishment. Because I personally would rather be killed than just stay in a prison for like.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually like you said before.
I know. But it's also about these families. Like, people can get over it. How will these families sleep knowing that this guy murdered their innocent daughter and he's still doing alive and well in a Colorado prison? How?
You're assuming that all of these families want death as justice. They can still get justice in other ways. So for example, I'm going to use the Chris Watts case. He murdered his wife and his pregnant wife and his three children, all because he wanted, like, he had a like an affair going on. So the family of that wife still did not want him to go through the death sentence, and since they were technically the victims, right, the families at hand, they still didn't support that because they thought like justice was him having life in prison.
Yeah, I agree. Like, it depends on the person's view on justice. Like, for example, for me as a Jewish person, I would disagree with the death penalty, just because according to my beliefs, the only God can make such an important decision like this and not the judiciary system. So every person's different. So it doesn't mean that they see justice
but
as the death
penalty.
I think
God would agree with me if someone killed AC woman. I think God would be on my side.
But Like, God didn't kill them, did they?
No, I'm just saying, like, if this man killed 80 women who are innocent and he's alive, I think God would be on my side to get me to the death penalty, you know? I'm just saying.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here, but you know how Emily said something about the mental health of the prisoners or whoever commits these crimes? There's a Death Penalty Act which prohibits the government from executing an inmate who is mentally disabled. But like, going back to my side, in the recent executions, for example, Alfred Bourgeois, it turns out that they actually did have intellectual disabilities and they were still executed. So
that's, I think that's the fault of that are the put in government. Place, that's not the fault of the death penalty. I think that's the fault of the government.
That, but that was the same as your case. It was the fault of the government that they didn't do enough to stop the person from Maryland from reoffending. It's the fault of the government for the way that they didn't like try hard enough to prevent another reoffense.
Like, and I'm sure you guys know how
the actual like reason for people committing crimes, like, other than maybe like they have psychological issues, like it comes from like
jealousy. Quality.
No, it comes from
some people are just born like that.
I believe
that there are
a much
some
bigger
people.
Debate. Murderers aren't just born; they're made.
There are psychopaths and sociopaths.
I believe there are some psychopaths. Yeah.
Yes.
That's
I believe
a biological.
Some, but they have like. They have like, that's what I said, other than psychological, like actual issues that they have. The other reasons that people might commit crimes like this is because of like oppression maybe, or inequality, things like that, that like governments should be focusing on trying to remove that stuff and creating a living standards for people where people are happy and satisfied. And then, I don't know, doing something about people who have issues.
Yeah, and that's why the life imprisonment is such a better solution than the death penalty. Because it provides people...
Okay. We all have...
The life imprisonment is less costly. It's more ethical. It prevents miscarriage of justice. And it's still effective in producing, in creating justice.
I like how you mentioned God, because now this gives me the opportunity to quote the Bible itself. The Bible tells us not to murder, but in a way, by agreeing with the death penalty, we are murdering.
Exactly.
Oh shit.
Exactly.
Thank you, Vedat, for the amazing point.
Yo,
we appreciate it.
Switch sides.
I think Vedat's a bit confused today.
Vedat is just debating on that side to go against me. That's the only reason why he's going against for the death penalty.
I actually disagree with the death penalty. It's kind of cruel, in my opinion.
Going back to the point that the justice system is literally not just. So the discrimination is towards low socioeconomic backgrounds or people in different racial or ethnic or religious minorities. It's most of the people who go to death penalty. Like, the justice system does not support these minorities. Also because of the fact that if they have low income, then they have limited access to legal representation, or they're just at a greater disadvantage.
Yeah. If you have
that's a huge problem.
Yep. Okay, let's finish it up. What have we learned today?
Adon's a hater.
We learned that you're a hater. And I can tell you exactly why you're a hater.
Why?
Shit, I forgot. And Chico, why is Emily a hater?
He's this petty because she forgot.
You forgot that I was in your English class. Nah.
You both even forgot why you were mad at each other. I'm so over this.
Nah.
But then also doesn't know how to quote the Bible in ways it supports his argument.
I'm Hindu. If you gave me the Bhagavad Gita, I could decimate your entire argument.
You didn't even quote the Bible properly. I'm pretty sure it's thou shalt not kill, not you shall not murder anyone.
No, I didn't quote the Bible.
I'm
Bible
so sorry,
tells us. I said the Bible tells us not to kill anyone.
Yes.
I should have used Anna as a exhibit A Christian person. Anna, tell me, does the Bible tell you to kill anyone?
No, it does not.
Enough
fun. But you know the Bible. Okay, I don't like quoting the Bible for stuff because it's so contradictory. Like it'll say one sentence.
Yo, Anna,
what you just said, thou shalt not kill, is the Ten Commandments. That's like stuff that's like not changing. But then there's other stuff in the Bible that is like they say one thing and then they say the opposite later.
May I introduce you to the Hindu religion?
Guys, we're going on a different discussion now. Let's
wrap it up. I would like to end this podcast on a happy note, and I would like to offer a peace settlement with would you like to be friends again?
Am I allowed to say no? Or just kidding. Yes, of course.
Okay, yes, now this gives me the opportunity to tell you guys about my year 11 English class. And if I remember correctly, in my English class, there was Anna and Shika and I can't remember the rest. Thank you guys for listening to the 7th episode of the Chit Chat podcast.
Okay, thank you guys. And we will see you in our next Chit Chat.